Hi, this is Brian Wilson.
This is Holly Dunn.
We're the Go-Go's.
Hey, Stuart Archuleta here.
This is Ingrid Michaelson. You are listening to The Sounds of Christmas
podcast.
Hi, I'm Kent Kessler, and welcome to The Sounds of Christmas podcast. If you're new to this podcast, I want to start by saying thanks for joining us. If you're not new, welcome back. Either way, I'm glad you're here. Now, to avoid any confusion, I want to start off by saying there won't be any music played here. This is a place for conversation. I'll talk about Christmas music and some related topics, sometimes by myself and sometimes with guests. If you're looking for music, just go to soundsofchristmas.com and click on the tree or the player on the front page or on the Listen Now page. We play the best variety of Christmas music all year long. Well, except in October, when we play the best variety of Halloween music. While most of us Christmas music fans are waiting for news of new Christmas music releases, something very interesting in the Christmas music universe happened this past week. Vince Guaraldi's soundtrack to the TV special A Charlie Brown Christmas was officially certified 6-time platinum by the RIAA, marking 6 million album sales, along with streaming equivalents. That makes it the best-selling jazz album of all time. Not the best-selling jazz Christmas album, but the best-selling jazz album, period. That surpasses Miles Davis' iconic album Kind of Blue, as well as albums by Keith Jarrett, Dave Brubeck, Herbie Hancock, Weather Report, and Stan Getz. Vince kind of burst on the scene in 1962 when his original piece, Cast Your Fate to the Wind, unexpectedly gained traction when radio disc jockeys favored it over its intended A-side, Samba de Orpheus. The song spent 19 weeks on the top 100 chart, peaking at number 22, which was really an uncommon achievement for the genre. In fact, I kind of think it still is. Vince's association with the Peanuts franchise began around this time when television producer Lee Mendelson, searching for music for a planned documentary on Charles M. Schulz titled A Boy Named Charlie Brown, heard Cast Your Fate to the Wind on the radio. Recognizing its potential, Mendelson tracked down Vince Guaraldi, who enthusiastically accepted his offer to compose the documentary score. Soon after, Guaraldi played an untitled composition over the phone for Mendelson, unable to contain his excitement. That piece, later named Linus and Lucy, became the defining musical theme of the Peanuts franchise. Although that documentary was never aired due to Mendelson's inability to secure sponsorship, the music was recorded and released in 1964 as Jazz Impressions of a Boy Named Charlie Brown. Encouraged by Vince's work, Mendelson and Schulz retained him for the upcoming Peanuts holiday special, A Charlie Brown Christmas. The soundtrack, recorded with the Vince Guaraldi Trio, featured enduring compositions that we all know, Christmas Time is Here, Skating, Christmas is Coming, and Linus and Lucy. Both the television special and the soundtrack were immensely successful, establishing Vince Guaraldi as an integral part of the Peanuts identity. Guaraldi historian Derek Bang described Vince's scores as the defining sound of the franchise. Mendelson said Guaraldi's jazz writing was indispensable to A Charlie Brown Christmas, later adding that without that score, the Peanuts franchise would not have developed as it did. Despite Guaraldi's limited experience in dramatic scoring and Mendelson's background as a documentary filmmaker, their shared feeling for jazz led to collaborations for 15 specials. And Vince Guaraldi hasn't just sold a lot of records. He has inspired many artists, leading to lots of covers from A Charlie Brown Christmas. Throughout his career, Vince has had 16 original songs that have been covered by other artists. His most covered song is Christmas Time is Here, which has, so far, over 700 different versions, including covers by Debbie Boone, Patti Austin, Mel Torme, R.E.M., Rosemary Clooney, Melissa Manchester, Bob Hope, Jeffrey Osborne, Chicago, Sean Colvin, Diana Krall, Kenny Loggins, Vanessa Williams, Tony Braxton, Billy Porter, Holly Cole, Nancy Wilson, Mulberry Lane, Diane Reeves, Anita Baker, Tony Orlando and Dawn, Sarah McLaughlin, Love Tractor, The Manhattan Transfer, Diamond Rio, Jars of Clay, Christopher Cross, Barry Manilow, Al Jarreau, Tony Bennett, Gretchen Peters, Rosie Thomas, Straight No Chaser, A Fine Frenzy, Mariah Carey, Shelby Lynn, Lyle Lovett, Olivia Newton-John, Jim Brickman, Michael W. Smith, Leanne Rimes, Jody Watley, Lauren Daigle, Josh Groban, Kevin Ross, Brett Eldridge, Ingrid Michelson, John Legend, Idina Menzel, The Imaginaries, Zach Gill, Sleeping at Last, Matt Nathanson, The Bird and the Bee, Pomplamoose, Kristen Chenoweth, Nora Jones, Zach Williams, Jane Monheit, Gloria Estefan, Alicia Keys, Switchfoot, Harry Connick Jr., Pentatonix, Gregory Porter, Little Big Town, and Trisha Yearwood, just to name a few. Pretty cool that a Christmas album can endure like this, and that so many artists love one of the songs in that album so much they just had to record it. Of course, that's not the only track from A Charlie Brown's Christmas that's been covered a lot. It's just head and shoulders above the rest. The second most covered song from that soundtrack is the classic instrumental Linus and Lucy, which has seen around 100 versions released since it came out in 1964. The interesting thing, at least I think it's interesting, is that it took over 20 years before someone else covered it, and that was jazz pianist David Benoit in 1985. Others that have covered it include Gary Hoey, Wynton Marsalis, George Winston, Cyrus Chestnut, the Dave Matthews Band, Dave Koz, Bella Fleck, Jeff Downs, Low Straitjackets, Shiny Ribs, Lincoln Brewster, and Pomplamoose, just to name a few. To celebrate the Charlie Brown Christmas soundtrack passing the 6 million sales mark, Kraft Recordings will offer a bunch of limited edition pressings over the next few months. It all begins on August 28th with a silver emerald pressing that will be available exclusively at Walmart. About a month later, two more exclusives arrive, a picture disc from Barnes & Noble that replicates the iconic album artwork, and an iridescent snow-colored LP from Target that includes an exclusive poster. A couple weeks after that, Urban Outfitters will have an exclusive sapphire-colored pressing. And then, on November 6th, Kraft Records caps off the collection with its most limited edition, a liquid-filled snow globe LP, complete with floating snowflakes and limited to just 300 copies. Christmas music fans and collectors and Vince Guaraldi fans and collectors will have plenty to choose from. You just need to act fast because all of those are limited. Thanks so much for listening, helping me share some Christmas spirit, and for continuing to support the Sounds of Christmas station and podcast. I already told you how to listen to the station, and you're listening to the podcast now, so my work here is just about done. All of our episodes are available on the Sounds of Christmas website. Just click the podcast tab. And we also have a Linktree page that lists most, if not all, of the sites that stream the Sounds of Christmas podcast. And I'll put a link to that down in the show notes so you can click that, find your favorite, click on that, and then subscribe, and you'll never miss another episode. If you have comments or suggestions on this episode, previous episodes, or the Sounds of Christmas station, feel free to reach out to me on social media or through the website. Thanks again. And may you always believe in Santa Claus.